Hey guys, welcome to the show. Tyler Watson here in part two of Money and Its Real Meaning. And in the last show, on this impact to income, we talked about how money for most people, I mean, means anything from A to Z, from good to bad, from amazing to evil, to where it is actually subconsciously their life source, their source of survival, their source of food and shelter. And for me, how I've trained my brain and my subconscious to believe that money is actually a means of creating amazing memories and powerful impact. And from switching to that mindset, I was literally able to go from struggling most of my life, the first year I got married, making $12,000 the whole year. In the whole year, that's $1,000 a month, less than most people on a part-time job. And from the next year, going to over $150,000 to then going over $250,000, $500,000 within 2 years. So it's like something had to have shifted. And from what I've seen as I'm teaching my students is that it comes down to this definition, their meaning behind money. And where they put their trust in money. So for some of you might not be spiritual. That's cool. I just ask you to have an open mind as I share these next thoughts. So whether you believe in a universe or God or whatever it might be, you know, for me, I'm going to use the terms higher power and to express kind of how I've learned how to think differently about money. And how not to be a victim to it. How not to struggle with it all the stinking time. And it really started when I was at this event. And I'm at this event and this guy's making an offer. And at the time, this was when I was making the $12,000 in the whole year. So I didn't have a whole lot of money saved up. I had just gotten married. I knew I wanted to be a speaker and a coach, but I didn't know how to pursue it. And it was a struggle. I felt like it was just all the time, struggle after struggle after struggle. So I'm at this event learning about how to think differently and present and be my best self and all that stuff. And he makes an offer for $5,400. In my bank account, I have $1,600. And I have no income at this time because I'm trying to, you know, be my entrepreneur and work for myself and make this impact. And the thought comes into my mind, I need this. However, I have no credit cards. I have no credit. I have nothing. My car's less than $3,000. And my money mindset is just pushed to the extreme of like, this is so much. How can I afford something for $5,400? I don't have anything. And this guy makes this offer. Hey, it's $5,400 to get signed up. And in that moment, I had two thoughts. Number one was from my own brain. And it started this dialogue that said, you can do this some other time when you have enough. And in my head, it was just like, you don't have enough. Like, there's no way. You can't afford this. You don't have the money. And by then I had learned enough about these negative thoughts to want to shift that to thinking, I have enough, how can I create this? So I started doing that. And as soon as I did, I got this other voice who in my belief system is my higher power. It wasn't in my mind, but it was this penetrating feeling and it turned into a dialogue. And it said, who are you going to serve, money or me? And I laughed for a second. I was like trying to make this decision. I was like, well, of course I want to serve my higher power. Of course I want to like live my mission. And then the voice again, who are you going to serve, money or me? And I didn't quite get what was going on. And as I tuned in, I was thinking to myself and the dialogue continued. If you choose to do this when you have enough, you will never have enough. And from that moment, I started to think about this and I thought, well, oh my gosh, my whole life, I had been serving money because any choice that came, I never ask myself, is this the right thing to do? Is this in accordance to the universe, to my higher power? I always asked, can I afford this? Do I have enough? And if I did, I would make the choice. So I had put before me, before my higher power, and my life, I always thought, I'm serving my higher power. But in that moment, it was like a slap to my face. Tyler Watson, if you aren't doing what I am leading you to do because you don't have enough and you won't figure it out and create it, and you won't trust me enough to help you come up with it because I told you it's what needs to happen, then you are a slave to money. And you love money more than me. And in that moment, it hit me so hard that my entire life, I had been serving money. So I made a choice right then and there. Never again will I be a slave to money. And I started calling people because I knew, okay, God wants me to do this, my higher power, and I know this is my destiny. I know I'm supposed to speak and coach and change people's lives. And I got to get into this program. I don't have the funds, but I know as a creator, and if I put my trust in my higher power, I can manifest anything. Miracles happen. Man, if Moses can move a huge ocean, I surely should be able to come up with $5,000. So I started to apply faith instead of fear. And instead of being a victim to money, I started to seek opportunity. And I called people up, and I found a way to finance my career in that beginning. This continued, and choice after choice, this will happen over and over and over. And sometimes you're like, man, how many times do I got to pass this test? But the test is, who are you going to serve? Who are you going to allow to be your source of food and shelter? Is it your higher power? Or are you going to let money be the source? Because as you learn to trust in your higher power or your universe, whatever you call it, then miracles begin to happen. And I want to promise you that as you start to dive into this and wake up from the cold reality that it's not the people who have money that are victims to money, but more so those who don't, who are trying to pursue wealth, because they don't take the actions that lead from faith. They act out of fear, out of slavery and victimhood to money. No longer be a victim to money. Choose to serve your higher power. Choose to serve your universe, your higher cause, whatever it might be, so that all your choices, all the decisions you make are made out of that. And you will succeed in making an impact. Thank you for joining me today. And hopefully this resonates, this hits home with you. Subscribe if you haven't already. Thanks again, Tyler Watson here, and we'll see you on the next show.